want to begin by thanking the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for inviting me to participate in the Marian Summit. I am deeply appreciative of the foundation's ongoing mission to pastorally accompany families in crisis. My name is Janelle Paragoy, and I am the Associate Director for Separated and Divorced Ministry in the Office for Family Life and Spirituality at the Diocese of San Diego. I want to spend some time today talking about Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, and how she can intercede for struggling families. But first, a brief history. Our Lady as Undoer of Knots is a devotion that has really only become well known globally, in large part because of Pope Francis's personal devotion to her. In contrast to devotions rooted in Marian apparitions, such as Lourdes or Fatima, I really appreciate that this devotion originates from Mary's intercession in a struggling marriage. In September of 1615, a German nobleman, Wolfgang, and his wife, Sophie, were experiencing serious marital problems. In desperation, Wolfgang met with Father Jacob Rehm, a Jesuit priest who was known for his devotion to Mary. Father Jacob prayed with Wolfgang and strongly encouraged him to bring his and Sophie's struggles directly to Our Lady. Wolfgang and Father Jacob continued to pray and meet with each other over the course of a month. At their last meeting, Wolfgang gave Father Jacob his wedding ribbon. Like with the lasso tradition that we still find in some Catholic wedding ceremonies, it was common in 17th century Germany for a couple to be tied together during their wedding to symbolize their new unity as a couple. Anyway, during that last meeting, Father Jacob held Wolfgang and Sophie's wedding ribbon up to a picture of Our Lady. He offered her the ties of matrimony and asked her to untie all knots in Sophie and Wolfgang's relationship. Afterwards, the priest was astounded when he witnessed that the smoothed ribbon had become pure white. With the ribbon having been miraculously cleansed, Wolfgang returned home to Sophie with renewed hope for their marriage. Though the details have been lost over time, we do know that Wolfgang and Sophie did indeed reconcile. The story of their healed marriage was passed down through the generations. Their grandson, Heronius, later became a priest. Father Heronius commissioned a painting of his grandparents' story around the turn of the century. The painter, Johann Schmidner, chose to depict Our Lady literally working to untie knots with her fingers in Sophie and Wolfgang's marriage ribbon. Meanwhile, Mary is accompanied by angels, one offering a very knotted ribbon to Mary and the other receiving a smooth, immaculate ribbon from her hands. For centuries, the painting remained in obscurity in Bavaria. In the 1980s, the painting had found its home in St. Peter am Perlach Church in Augsburg, Germany, where a visiting Jesuit, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, first encountered it. He was deeply drawn to the image and brought a postcard of it back to his home in Argentina. In later years, as the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, he continued to popularize the devotion throughout Argentina, and now as Pope Francis, he shares this grace with the world. And just a note on this history, I am indebted to the work of Woudin Koenig-Bricker in her article in The Word Among Us. So when I was first considering sharing the story of Our Lady, I had to first imagine my own family. I have a six-year-old son and a four-year-old son. And so as you can imagine, my husband and my life is filled with chaos, met, and generally a lot of noise. And we decided to make that even more chaotic last summer when we adopted a kitten. So our cat's favorite toy is this fabric wand that you dangle, and the ribbon mimics kind of the movements of a snake or a reptile. So she would chase and grab this ribbon all day if, you know, we played with her for hours on end. Needless to say, this ribbon is always getting knotted and I'm perpetually trying to detangle it. And here's the thing about that process that I've observed. It always seems hardest in the beginning. You're spending time trying to find the other end of the ribbon. You're looking at it several ways to strategize how to pull it through. And yet, gradually, as you undo one knot and then another, the ribbon begins to slacken, and the knots are simply not as tight. It gets easier to unravel. Marriages and families are struggling deeply in our culture. We as a Catholic community, as people of faith, can never put our heads in the sand and not acknowledge the innumerable pressures that our families face every day. Everything from the affordability of daycare, to the epidemic of youth and young adult anxiety and depression, to an individual mentality that encourages a certain busyness or hustle at the expense of our marriages, our quality time as families, our communities, and as a church. It is no wonder with all these pressures that we can feel personally tied and restricted. But there is hope that with Our Lady's help, with Jesus' help, we can begin to unravel that very first knot. Maybe that first step is a spouse saying to another, "We've become disconnected. How can we begin to prioritize each other again?" Maybe that first step is a parent that approaches his or her teenage son or daughter and admits when they made a mistake, modeling that accountability in the process. Maybe the first step is a mutual decision to seek the professional help of a licensed therapist or marriage counselor. I am in no way suggesting that any of these examples are magic solutions. A marriage and family therapist who speaks at our diocesan pre-Cana retreats likes to remind our engaged couples that if it takes 5 years for a marriage to break down, it cannot be healed with 5 weeks with a therapist. In my capacity accompanying separated and divorced families, many people call my office in a place of deep despair. And though I sit with those individuals amid those deep and painful emotions, there is a subtle degree of reframing that I encourage during the conversation. For example, if a spouse discloses that they have contacted Retrovi, which is an incredible retreat ministry offered for couples in struggling marriages, I am very quick to validate their decision and to remind them that that very action of taking the first step is so critical. That couple is now doing the work of unraveling the knots. If Wolfgang had never approached Father Jacob, who in turn directed him to Our Lady, it is easy to imagine that his and Sophie's reconciliation might not ever have happened. Instead of being a source of inspiration to marriages everywhere, their story might have gone very differently. Fortunately for us and for them, they turned to their faith. And so to conclude, I want to offer Pope Francis's prayer to Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Holy Mary, full of God's presence, during your life, you accepted the Father's will with full humility, and the devil was never able to tie you up with his confusion. Since then, you have interceded for all of our difficulties, as you did at the wedding feast of Cana. Full of kindness and patience, you have shown us how to untie the knots of our lives. By always being our mother, you arrange and clarify the ties that link us to the Lord. Holy Mary, Mother of God and of us all, you untie the knots of our lives with a mother's heart. We place our intentions in your hands, specifically for all those struggling to find love and deeper connection within their most intimate relationships, between spouses, between parents and children, between siblings, and between friends. And we ask you to disentangle every knot and confusion. Through your grace, intercession, and example, protect us from all evil and untie the knots that keep us from being united to God. Free from confusion and error, may we find him in all things, keep our hearts in him, and serve him always in our brothers and sisters. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior. Amen.